in my
soul. I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
Jesus.
Welcome to the Movement of Christ Worldwide Ministries Broadcast. Brought to you by the Greater King David Baptist Church. Pastored by Dr. John E. Montgomery II. One church ministering in two locations. 222 Blood Road and 7305 Harry Drive, Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Thank you for your prayers and support of the ministry. Let us now join the broadcast already in progress.
Hope for all.
Give the Lord a hand of praise. Those two blessed souls. Let's give the Lord another hand of praise for the male chorus and our orchestra today. Amen. I just can't resist getting a little bit of my song in there. I just love that the way the brothers just put it together. So brothers, help me on out a little bit if you don't mind. We're gonna go back canting spirituals. How many of you know we ain't always been doing as well as we're doing today? We've not always been as blessed as we are today. You know, God has truly brought us all the way. Amen, amen. I remember again when I was just a little boy. I do remember now, a lot of you young people don't remember this, and a lot of you older people don't want to remember this. How many of you remember the outhouse? You had not better let the sun go down before taking care of business. And if you missed that, they had little pots. Red, white pots, I don't know. Yeah. Y'all acting like y'all don't know what I'm talking about. I'm talking to the older crowd right now. I remember them days when, you know, my great-grandmother and my grandmother and them used to raise chickens and kill hogs, and look like when they kill a hog, some of everybody in town got a little bit of it. Amen, amen, amen. And it was just a different time from the times we live in. And it just looked like, you know, we were more concerned about helping our neighbor and looking out for our neighbor, and we were our brother's keeper. And we look at our world today, and sometimes we're so blessed that we miss the mark. And so blessed sometimes that we leave God out of our blessings. But I'm thankful to God that He is still God all by Himself. And the same God that brought us from way back there is with us here today. And wherever He takes us from here to there, it'll still be the same God. So I'm just glad that God has kept us, never left us, and to God be all praise and glory. All right, come on. Your hands together. Let's have a little church this morning. Come from a poor family, didn't have much, but the Lord been good to me. Come from a poor family, didn't have much, but the Lord been good to me. Too high. I ain't gonna have me hurting myself here. I come from a poor family. We didn't have much, but the Lord been good to me. I come from a poor family. We didn't have much, y'all, but the Lord been good to me. I didn't have much money. A lot of my friends thought that was funny. But I can truly say, as I sit right here today, that the Lord been good to me. Listen, we were raised in a shack, y'all. Sometimes the clothes were thin that we put on our back. Mama and Daddy, they done the best we could. They said, son, always, always be good. But I don't, hey, I know the Lord been good to me.
Been good.
Anybody know he's been good? He's been good. God's been good. Oh, he's been good. I know the Lord's been good to me. Hey, he's been good. Thank you, Lord. God's been good. Shown up been good. I thank him for keeping me. I said I thank him for keeping me. God kept me, never left me. When I fell down to the ground, he picked me up, then he turned me around. Place my feet on higher ground. Anybody know he's good? Anybody know he's good? Anybody know he's good? Hey, have you ever been down to your last dime? Called on Jesus, stepped in on time. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I know the Lord been good to me. Oh, he's been good. Clap your hands. God's been good. Clap your hands. Mighty good. I know the Lord's been good to me. Now I want a little bit of that orchestra this time. All right.
Brother Jackson, come on here, take it up. He may not come when you want him, but he's on time. In times of trouble, I found him to be a friend of mine. When storm clouds rise in your life, listen, he'll be there, yes he will. Every one of your troubles, I know the Lord will help you to bear.
Yeah, I'm so glad.
Hey, yes I am. Trouble don't last
always.
I put my trust in God. Hey, hey, yes I am.
Trouble.
But you gotta hold on. It will be. Hey, it may endure. Gotta hold on. It will be. Hey, hey. Now I believe that everyone in this house know God has blessed you even when the devil has messed with you. But just like trouble came, you know it had to go. So if you don't mind, help me say, trouble don't last.
Trouble don't last always.
Hey, hey, yes, my Lord.
Trouble don't last always.
Trouble don't
last.
Put your trust in Jesus. I believe in his word. Oh Lord, my Lord, my Lord. Can I get a witness in the building? Hey, hey, my Lord. Hey. I'm so glad I know. I know it won't last. All along, always. Sometimes you cry late in the midnight hours. I'm so glad I know. God is still on the throne. The psalmist says in Psalm 30 and 5, for his anger endureth but a moment. And in his favor is life. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy, 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 cometh in the morning, cometh in the morning. Praise in the house. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. I'm just so happy in the house to see Sister Bernice Thomas rejoicing in the Lord, laid to rest her sister this week, and Sister Freeman, her grandson, this week. And they're in the house today giving God praise. Come on, give the Lord some praise. Trouble don't last always. No matter what you're going through. Thank God for grace. Thank God for Jesus. I am thankful. I am grateful for him. Heads are bowed, eyes are closed. Gracious God, our Father, now as we turn our attention to your word, be with us, bless this word, encourage your people today as only you can. We'll be ever so careful to give you all praise, glory, and honor. In Jesus' name we pray. And the people of God said, amen. Amen. Turn your Bibles to Psalm number 27, verse 14. Psalms number 27, verse 14. This is a familiar number of Psalm 27. And verse 1, David starts off saying, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Who shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? And then when you jump down to verse 14, verse 14 says, wait on the Lord. Be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. May the Lord add a blessing to the readings and the hearers of his most holy word. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. My brothers and sisters, one of the things that's so encouraging in this word is found in verse 14, and it is the encouragement of David to the believer, to the child of God, to the Christian, to understand that no matter amidst the trials, the struggles, the troubles, and the temptations of life, if you have God on your side, you will make it. It begins with understanding that God is your light. He is your illumination. He brings revelation and understanding to your mind, your situation, your circumstances, whereby you're able to handle them through him. He is your salvation of soul and deliverer from issues and problems through deliverance. And so as this word is salvation, it is both salvation of soul and deliverer of circumstances and situations. When you know that, why should you fear? Secondly,
of whom shall you be afraid? Because God is the strength of your life. And so my brothers and sisters, don't fool yourself. I don't care how holy you are, how righteous you are, how good you are, you will be challenged in this life. You will go through dark days amidst storms and circumstances that will many times challenge you to the core. But if you know who you are and whose you are, even when your enemies, the wicked, and all of these others who come upon you to eat up your flesh, the Bible says they're going to stumble and fall. Why? Because what they don't realize is you have God on your side who is able to do anything but fail. And so when we walk through these verses in Psalms, it's not but 14 verses, but when you walk through them, you begin to see how David unfolds various desires of his life, various circumstances and trials of his life, and to see how God works in mysterious ways. There are five words that literally come to the forefront of one's mind, found in verse 13 and throughout these 14 verses. But in verse 13, when he said, I had fainted unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. What are these five words? As you read the scripture, you'll be able to see them there in your devotional time. One is presence, the presence of God. David acknowledges the presence of God, but he also acknowledges that he desires to be in the presence of the Lord. Another is the protection of God that he can only get from God. Another is the power of God. In other words, David is conquering his conquest because God has given him the power to do so. And then when you think about the peace that he has on the inside of him, it comes because of his relationship with he who is able to do all things. And then when you think about the promise that God makes to him, even in verse 10, when his father and his mother forsake him, God promises to take up his cause. And then he makes clear to the Lord to make his paths plain. Plain path. Why? Because it's designed to do two things. One, to bring him into the protection of God and remove him from the perils of his enemies. And so when he gets down to verse 13, he makes clear that if God had not been there in his presence, if God had not been there with his protection, if God had not been there with his power, if God had not been there with his peace, if God had not been there with his promise, I would have fainted, fallen out, given up, messed up, and been laid out for good. But I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. In other words, he then made clear his expectation of God's favor on his life was necessary after he had experienced all of these things with God. And so he looked for the favor of God on his life. My brothers and sisters, that's a helpful holy hint to the believers to look for God's favor. Many times you don't see it because you're not looking for it. You don't have it because you don't recognize that God's presence brings favor with it. His presence has favor wrapped all up in it. His protection, his power, his peace, his promise, all of that comes with him. And when you begin to understand that and recognize that, you begin to seek the favor of God, listen, in every area of your life. When David made this, when he said, listen, unless I had believed to see the goodness of the Lord. This literally meant in the widest sense of the word goodness, and it meant in every area of his life. Stop limiting God to one area or another area of your life. God's got goodness in every area of life concerning you. Whether it's your health, whether it's your wealth, whether it's your family, your friend, your relationship, your job, whatever it is, wherever you are, God has favor reserved for you. But David said, I believed to see it. I'm not believing to see it. It's a non-negotiable, non-debatable, non-discussable, cemented reality. I've settled that issue under my skin. It's not if it's going to happen, it's when it's going to happen. I believed, ED past tense. And I didn't do this today. I had believed. That was long before today. So what am I doing today? I'm looking for a miracle. Today, tomorrow, next week, every day. Why? God will make a way. How do I know it? He's already done it. And if he's already done it, he can do it again. And I'm not going to shortchange my God. I want to see it. Goodness. We see so much wrongness, so much dirtiness, so much evilness. Why? Because we're looking for it. Well, these are the last and evil days. I'm looking. Yeah, you were everywhere you turn. Yeah. Won't you start looking for some goodness? I got news for you. Yes, trouble is all around you, but guess what? Goodness is too. I know it's there because at the end of Psalm 23, the word says goodness and mercy. If you don't know where to look, look behind me. Y'all catch that on your way home. Shall follow me all the days of my life. David said, unless I believe to see. So what did it say?